This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. This is Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of June 11th, 2023. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and we are sponsored exclusively by Robo Motors. In the studio with me this morning, and I love having studio guests because there's nothing like looking over at a gleaming, smiling face. Miss Erica Loffridge, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm excited to be here. I'm very grateful and thankful that I'm able to be here today. And
well, it took a little coordination, didn't it?
It did.
Well, this is my favorite part of the interview. I love the end parts because I call those impromptu parts. But this is the one where our listeners get to know you. Because there are a lot of them out there, and they'd like to know our guest.
I gotcha.
So who is Miss Erica?
I am Erica Loffridge. I am from Sylacauga, Alabama. I'm 22 years old, graduated from Sylacauga High School. It's my hometown. I don't live in Sylacauga anymore, but I frequently visit pretty much every weekend. So I'm here. And then back in Jasper, where I live now.
And came down this weekend to drop the dog off, swing by Cup of Grace.
Oh, yeah. Drop my dog Jax off. He's the best dog I have ever had in my life.
And then slide into the studios of Radio Alabama.
Yes, sir.
Well, I can't wait to get into this interview and what the Lord has on your heart to share with us. We'll be back. We'll have more from Erica right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning, sponsored by Robo Motors. In the studio with us, Miss Erica Loffridge. And Erica, the one qualification to come on this show is to bring a Bible verse with you. Have you ever gone anywhere where it's that easy?
No, I don't think so.
You haven't?
I don't think so.
And I love how quickly you shot the verse back to me. And we talk about verses a lot here with a lot of guests, that verses can change in different parts of life. And they're in what we call it, the Bible, seasons of life. And I love talking to some of my older guests because they have verses that when they were younger, but then how the good word spoke to them. And now it's a different verse for this season of life. So I'm excited to hear what you've brought to us this morning.
So my favorite verse is Romans 8:18, and it says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with glory that is to be revealed to us. Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will reveal to us later."
That's a tough verse right there.
It is.
Why'd you pick it?
Because it has contrast to it. You know, he says pretty much what you're suffering, what the pain, the trauma, anything that you've gone through is nothing like the glory that will be revealed and how we will be blessed by him.
Yeah, because a lot of times we think we have tough days. And I know when I do, I have to reflect on it as I will never have to be beaten. I may be beaten, but I'll never have to carry a cross. And I'll never have to be hung on a cross.
That's exactly right.
And the burden of this life is as tough as we want to make it sometimes. Because we do, we have to see the glory of God and what he's giving us and what he has for us.
You're right.
That we just have to sustain, have faith, and walk in that faith to get to that glory.
Amen.
Are you having fun?
I'm having a great time.
All right. We'll be back more. Miss Erica right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. Greg Wyckoff, your host, in the studio with us, hanging out with us, Miss Erica Loffridge. And I'm excited to have you. And it's kind of funny how the Lord just put it on my heart. I saw you on Messenger. And the Lord just put something, He did. And before we went on, I explained you are you're a special kid. You have this ability to make someone's day.
I try my best. I really appreciate being here. You've always been somebody I look up to, and it's a pleasure. And you know, you asking me, and I was so excited when you asked me.
Well, and I love it too, because you know, I'll just go out and say it. We had a great thing going at First Methodist in Sylacauga.
We did.
We had a super thing. We had a great youth group. We had a great Bubba's. And I just call things as I see them. Satan walked in that church and destroyed it.
You are exactly right.
But he didn't destroy it because you're sitting here right now. And all the other guests I've had, all the other youth from that church, all the Bubbas that are grown up. You know, the last Bubba group are seniors in high school right now.
That is crazy.
And I just praise the Lord when they come in, because I thought I was devastated when all that happened.
Oh, I was too. It was my senior year. That's the year that, you know, you're supposed to just be at church whenever you can be. I was at church from probably seventh grade to my senior year, every time the doors opened, from youth group to Sunday night school, to mission trips, reach, the youth choir, and going to Italy with them. Everything I did involved church, and so when everything changed my senior year, it kind of put a downer on me, because that's not how I grew up, because I grew up in that church. My grandparents went to that church, and it was a big change for me.
Well, see, that's my job now, because I'm not going to let it stop, and I'm blessed to have this opportunity to be able to do it. That's part of why I do it, because we have... You've heard the word superstar, because I've called you a superstar.
You do.
And what is a superstar? If you're listening, you know what a superstar is. It is a child of God that shines, and you are one. And we had so many, and they're doing all kinds of great things.
They are.
Because see, Satan can throw a punch, and he can take us a couple of steps back sometimes. But we have to remember that the Lord defeated him on the cross. Jesus reigns, and you're not going to stop that. And God moved back then, and he still moves today.
Amen.
And that will not stop.
You are exactly right.
Well, I appreciate you. And you're going to hang around for one more with us?
I am.
We'll be back with more from Miss Erica right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. In the studio with us, Miss Erica Loffridge. Erica, you've told us a little bit about who you are. You've shared your favorite Bible verse. We've talked a little bit about our history together through church. And what are your plans now? You moved up to Jacksonville, right?
Jasper. So I did go to Jacksonville for college for a year and a half, and then I decided that Jacksonville wasn't the best thing for me, and I came home and then ended up moving to Jasper.
How's Jasper?
It's just like Sylacauga. Not much event-wise, like there's not much going on, but there's places to shop and a TJ Maxx.
What's your plan? Five-year plan.
I want to go to hygiene school. Mm-hmm. That's my number one top goal right now. That I want to be able I'm a dental assistant. I feel like I serve well as one. I love all of my patients, all of the patients that come through, but I want to do something with, I want a degree. I want, because I didn't do that at Jacksonville, I want a degree in something, and hygiene is the thing that has really spoke out to me. You're personal with these patients, and they lean on you and you're up and close with these people.
Super close.
Yeah, and you learn about them, and then they respect you, and they come back to you.
How can you, this is going to be a tough one right here, how can you share the word of God in what you're doing? Whack them on the head with the Bible?
Well, no. You know, you have to kind of read each patient.
You do, because we're all different. We're all created differently.
I had a patient here recently. I love her to absolute death. She had cancer. She had throat cancer, and I was really worried about her for a while. It was stage 4. They told her it was bad. She had this massive surgery. She had 29 lymph nodes removed, and only one lymph node had cancer in it, and they were able to get the cancer, and she just had to do radiation treatments. And I think she rang the bell this week.
That's awesome.
And that's somebody that I was able to, she came, after she was diagnosed with cancer, she came in as a different person, because she at first was not rude, but she didn't really like me, I guess. And then when she came back in, she was a complete different person. She had found God. She tells me all the time she's praying for me, as I tell her that I'm praying for her, and I have high hopes for her, and I'm so thankful that I met her, because she is one of those that have stuck out to me, and that's a patient that will forever be in my heart.
What if we all lived like that, that tomorrow's not guaranteed, that today could be the last day?
I think we would be grateful for our days. I'm one to let a little thing ruin my whole day, and that's something that I have to work on, because I don't want today to be my last day and have enemies and not tell everybody that I love them. I always make sure to tell everybody that I love them before, at least once a day, and because you don't know if tomorrow is the last day or if today is.
See, that's that kind spirit that you're gifted with.
I really try.
And we have to live like today is the last day, because Jesus is coming back.
He is.
And it's, I guess you want to call it ripe for the picking might be the word. I mean, the world we live in today. And I'll just ask one more question. How do you, at the ripe young age of 22 years old, how can you stand on your faith in a world in which we face? Because it's tough out there.
It is. Social media is a big thing for a lot of people, which I post my dog on social media. That's about the only thing I post. But social media, you look at people and you compare yourselves to them, and then you have people in your life, people at work or outside of work, your friends or what you think to be your friends. You have to be positive. You can't compare yourselves to them. And if there's people that don't want to be in your life, don't dwell on it.
Don't make them try to fit.
Exactly. And that's something that in the past few years I've really had to learn. We've just had to, you make do, but then you realize that they just weren't the best for you. But then you surround yourself with people who do love you and who want to be around you and who makes you happy.
I think we threw some data around in that youth room at one time that 10 years out of high school, and I remember this because it was shocking to me, that you will do good to have one, not best friend, one good friend. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
You're right. We're actually going through a little thing with our friend group right now, and that, you know, it sticks out to you when you think people that were your friends aren't your friends. So I hold the people that I love and that I do truly believe that are my friends, or that I don't have a lot of family, so my friends are my family. Mm-hmm. So I really have to cherish the people that surround me, because I don't have that many.
I'll tell you what, as we close it up here, can I say a prayer?
You can.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for Erica, Lord. I ask you to wrap your arms around her, to pick her up when she's tired, Lord. Lord, give her the fire just to keep on going. Lord, send your angels to watch over her. And Lord, the sweet spirit of kindness that you've put on this child of yours, Lord, let it be infectious wherever she goes. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Miss Erica, thank you for taking the time to come on the show. It's good to see you. It's been a long time.
It has. It's been a really long time.
And you're welcome back anytime. We may have to do a checkup show.
I'm down for it.
All right.
I really appreciate it.
And we have technology. We can do Zoom. Let's see. We have Zoom, Skype. We can do phone call, Bluetooth it to the board. We have all kinds of ways.
I am so down for it. I have really enjoyed today. And, you know, talking with someone, that was a mentor to me, somebody that I always looked up to.
You weren't looking up to much.
Well, I mean.
But I really do. I appreciate that, because I felt like I poured my heart out all I could.
You did.
I tried to pour, not my heart, what the Lord had put on my heart.
And I always knew that you loved me, and those that surrounded us loved us. I always felt that through you and through them.
Well, again, thank you. Have a great week, a great day today. And like I said, anytime, you're always welcome to come back.
Well, thank you.
Miss Erica Loffridge on Mix Sunday Morning. It's time for our Suit Up Ministry Minute, brought to you by Dr. Jeff Springer.
This is a Suiting Up Minute with Jeff Springer. What's on your bucket list? One of mine when I turned 50 was to get off the couch and run a 5K, 3.1 miles. As of last month, I have ran five 5K runs in the calendar year, and now my new goal is to run a 10K. Unfortunately, that means I must now train a little harder. To do that, I must ensure that my equipment is up to the challenge to prevent me from injury while training. In doing this, I must evaluate my running shoes to ensure that they are in good enough condition to handle the extra mileage. Just like running, my training with God needs regular evaluation too. The great thing about working out with God is that the only equipment you need is your Bible. And unlike running shoes, the Bible never wears out. In Psalm 119:105, it says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." Man, get in the game. Today is game day, and so is every day God gives you. So come on, man, suit up. To follow the Suit Up Movement, go to suitupministries.org for contact information.
That's Dr. Jeff Springer with the Suit Up Ministries Minute. God bless you for listening. Man, we are about done with another show this week. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all the Bible verses that were submitted. I think we're booked all the way into August, and that is three per show times every week. So thank you for doing that. I want to share a quick story this morning. I'll make this a long story very short, but I was having car trouble this week coming home from work, and ended up having to get off the side of the road. I tried working on the car and was about to the end of my rope. It was 8:30 at night. I was tired. I was given out. Well, I was leaned over in the engine of my truck, and I just put my head down and I prayed and I said, "Lord, please help me." And in the back of my mind, while I was praying, I thought, "This is one silly, stupid prayer. I'm asking God to help me mechanically fix my car." Not that I don't believe in that, but I thought that that was a silly request to throw to the Lord. Well, I put my head down. I put my hand back in the back of the motor, trying to get the pressure fitting off that coolant line. And I heard a voice that said, "Hey, Greg, I thought that was you." And it was our own Radio Alabama's Robert Sprayberry. Robert stopped and stayed with me for about 30, 40 minutes. We were able to get the second fitting off, get both lines back on, and get everything going. But first, I want to say thank you, Lord, for sending an angel my way. You know, thank you, Robert, for stopping to help me, because I was literally at the end of my strength. I was at the end of what I could physically do. Don't ever underestimate the power of prayer. Don't ever underestimate God. You know, for a second there, I was, because I thought, man, this, I had my head down. I was thinking, Lord, this is one stupid thing to ask you. But he sent an angel my way. Don't ever underestimate the power of our God. Thank you for listening. God bless you. If the Lord doesn't come back, we'll be back next week for Mixed Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.